I stood before them. The fluorescent lights of the deposition room hummed. They made the edges of everything sharp and unforgiving. My hands trembled slightly. I gripped the fabric of my dress. I could feel their eyes on me. The lawyers, the court reporter, the stern-faced man across the table. He was the one who did this. I took a deep breath. I focused on a point on the wall, a small scuff mark. Anything but their faces, anything but his face. My lawyer gave me a reassuring nod. It did little to calm the tremor inside me. This was it. The moment I had to show them. Show them what he had done. My mind went back. Back to a different me. A younger me. Full of hope. Full of a desperate desire. I remembered the warmth of the Miami sun. The way it felt on my skin. I remembered the advertisements. Everywhere you looked. Billboards. Magazines. On every screen. Women. Perfect women. Smooth skin. Curvy figures. They smiled. They looked confident. They had good jobs. They had lives I wanted. I was working two jobs then, cleaning houses in the morning, waiting tables at night. My feet ached. My back ached. My spirit ached. I saw those women. I saw how easily they moved through the world. I thought, if I could just look like that, just a little bit, I believed it would change everything. I saved every extra dollar. I cut corners wherever I could. No new clothes. No nights out. Every cent was for the dream. The dream of a better me. A more successful me. I talked to my friends. They understood. They saw it too. The unspoken rules. The way beauty opened doors. Especially for women like us. Immigrant women. Trying to make a life. Trying to prove ourselves. I found his clinic online. It had good reviews. Or so I thought. The pictures looked professional. The website was slick. Affordable, it said. That was the magic word. Affordable beauty. It felt like a promise. A promise I desperately wanted to believe. I called them. They booked me an appointment right away. No long wait list. Another good sign, I thought. The office was in a strip mall. It wasn't fancy, but I told myself that didn't matter. It was the doctor's skill that counted, not the waiting room decor. He was charming. He spoke quickly. He made it sound so simple, so routine. A little here, a little there, he said. He drew on my body with a marker. I looked in the mirror. I imagined the new me, the confident me, the me who would get that office job, the me who wouldn't have to clean toilets anymore. I signed the papers. I handed over my life savings, every dollar. I felt a surge of excitement, a nervous flutter. This was it, my new beginning. I didn't question anything. I just wanted it so badly. I wanted the promise, the day of the surgery. I remember the cold of the operating room, the smell of antiseptic, then nothing. Just a deep, dark sleep. When I woke up, the pain was immediate. Sharp. Intense. Not like they said it would be. Not a dull ache. This was fire. The bandages were tight. Too tight. I tried to move. A nurse shushed me. Her face was blurry. I felt sick. My stomach churned. I wanted to see. I wanted to know. But they kept me sedated. They kept me from looking. Days turned into weeks. The pain didn't go away. It throbbed. It burned. When they finally took the bandages off, I gasped. It wasn't me. It wasn't the woman I was promised. My skin was discolored, lumpy, scarred, deep, angry red lines crisscrossed my body. It looked like a butcher's work, not a surgeon's. I cried. I cried for days. I called the clinic. They dismissed me. It's normal, they said. Give it time. But I knew something was terribly wrong. My body felt alien. It felt broken. The hope I had was replaced by despair. I couldn't work. The pain was too much. The shame was too much. How could I clean houses when I could barely stand? How could I wait tables when I felt like a monster? My savings were gone. I was alone. My dream had turned into a nightmare. That's when I found the pro bono lawyer. He saw my photos. He heard my story. He believed me. He called the clinic. He investigated. He found others. Other women. Other broken promises. He called them chop shops. He said the doctor was not licensed for half the things he did. My heart sank deeper. I wasn't just scarred. I was defrauded. So here I am, in this room, years later. My voice is steady now, stronger than I thought it would be. I slowly unbutton my blouse. My hands shake less now. I pull down the collar. I show them the long jagged line, the discolored skin, the unevenness. I can feel their discomfort. I can see it in their eyes. The lawyer from the other side looks away. Even the doctor shifts in his seat. I want them to see it. I want them to feel a fraction of the horror, a fraction of the pain. I wanted a better life. I wanted to fit in. I wanted to be seen as beautiful. Instead, I am just a case file, a malpractice suit, a woman with a ruined body and a shattered spirit. The deposition ends. We leave the room. My lawyer tells me it went well. He says we have a strong case. He says we will win. I look out at the Miami skyline. The sun is setting. It paints the clouds in vibrant oranges and purples. Beautiful. Untouched. I know we will get a settlement. A large sum of money. Enough to pay my debts. Enough to start over. Maybe enough for corrective surgeries. But it won't be the same. The woman I was is gone. The woman I hoped to be never arrived. This money. This victory. It feels cold. It feels empty. It won't heal the deepest scars, the ones you can't see, the ones that live inside me. I walk towards my car. The city lights begin to twinkle. I am free from the immediate fight, but the battle within me continues. The promise was plastic, and it melted, leaving me with nothing but this hollow relief,